Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named William Collins, WILLIAMCOLLINS, date of birth 04/24/1969, date of appointment 8/29/2023, requesting physician Erica Walkmaster, ERIKA WASHTMEISTER. Dear Dr. Walkmaster, I have the pleasure of seeing William Collins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 54-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. Yesterday, he woke up about 5:30 a.m. and his whole left side became numb, including face and tongue, lasted about 15 to 30 seconds. It is the third time it happened. There was no weakness, no speech problem, no visual problem, no headache. He went to the emergency room, blood test, CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. He has a history of MI in 2009, status post stent. Right now he is back to baseline. Past medical history, MI, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, nicotine dependence, ventricular premature, depolarization, COVID-19, GERD, past surgical history of heart, history of coronary artery stent, corneal transplant, allergy, acyclovir, medication, metoprolol, atorvastatin, omeprazole, aspirin 81 milligram, social history, smoke 1.5 pack per day, he smokes cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He's a manager in a store. He's married, live with his wife, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with heart issue, hypertension, father deceased. MI, 2 sisters, 1 stroke, 1 MI, 1 brother. With asthma, hypertension, and alcoholism. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2. Regular end rate and rhythm, abdomen, south bowel sound present, except there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 54-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Next paragraph. His CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. He is back to baseline. I advised him to take aspirin 325 mg PO daily or change to Plavix. He need a follow with the cardiologist who will perform the echocardiogram also. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.